All right, welcome aboard. It is a Thursday in the longest week ever, or at least it seems like that to me. It's a Thursday, and we've got a great weekend coming up. There's a lot going on, and one of the things that I really want to talk about here, because it's coming up on us so fast, and I know you want to get the word out. Kurt Scheimann is here, by the way, on the program, because he's brought a fast pitch softball tournament back to the city after it's been gone for 3 years. But I'm glad that this is back. And the other cool thing about it is it's because everybody would complain, oh, it's just four local teams and we see them anyways. No, there's four teams from out of town coming in to make up a six-team field. And I think that's always fun when you can see how people play the game from different states, from different parts of our states, and from Canada. So welcome aboard and tell us about what's going on.
Well,
get that right in on you.
Well, as Dennis said, it was a three-year hiatus and brought it back. We got the itch to do some fast pitch. We were able to get some teams from around the area, two local teams, and then we had a team from Ohio, team from Indiana, a junior team from Elvinston, Ontario, and a team from Frankenmuth.
So that's pretty awesome. Now, I know we have modified leagues, but we do not have fast pitch leagues that I know about. So what's the difference, and what do our local teams have to do for this tournament that they would do different if they were playing the modified game?
Well, I'm a fast pitch guy, and I don't like the form of modified that we play any longer. I'll tell the guys, work the counts, see a lot of pitches, especially in the round robin. As many pitches as you can see, as many quality at bats as you can get. And then when it becomes single elimination, hopefully you've had, 20, 30 good at bats and, got to speed your bat up, shorten your swing up.
Because the difference is in fast pitch, they can do the full wind up, whereas modified doesn't allow that. Is that basically what it is?
Correct. The modified that's played now is a bowling motion, and fast pitch, they'll actually crow hop and jump, and it's all the way around.
Now, let me ask this. Do you have to sneak out and find some guys to play, especially the pitching, or do we have some fast pitch guys in town?
Pitching wise, yes. I got a guy from a gentleman from Morpeth that's pitched with us in the past, and then I got a guy from Bay City that actually throws in a fast pitch league up there.
Would you like to get a fast pitch league going here in Port Huron?
Yes. Yeah, I was going to do it this summer, but with work and other priorities, it didn't happen. I did. I started a league, it was like 5 or 6 years ago. We had four teams, and there was good interest in it, but the mistake I made is I brought in too many good pitchers. If I'd have done it over again, I would have went maybe a CD-level pitcher instead of getting A-level pitching because guys got frustrated.
Yeah. Yeah, the guys like to hit.
Well, they're used to hitting 500, 600. Now they're going home after striking out 3 or 4 times.
Yeah. And then you kind of lose interest in playing anymore if you feel like you don't have a chance.
But. Sure, because it's still, at the end of the day, it's still recreational ball, so you want to have some success.
Now, you're going to use Pine Grove Park for the entire event? Or
we're using Pine Grove Park for Friday. There's two games, and 7 o'clock and 9 o'clock, and then the entire day, Saturday, we'll be at Pine Grove Park. So all the round robin is at Pine Grove. Single elimination we got, because of time constraints, we have to move two games to 16th Street.
Okay. That's not bad. That's not bad. All that construction they're doing on that back road, is that going to mess with parking? And
I was told it was going to be done. We'll see.
Because that's always been the big thing at Pine Grove Park is, well, where are we going to park?
Oh, yeah. Because
it's a let's face it, there can't be too many spots like that around our state that have a ballpark like that.
There's not too many. Probably the only one that probably in Michigan that's nicer is probably Petoskey.
Ooh, I'd like to go up there and see some ball play.
Oh, yeah.
I'd probably spend more time sightseeing than actually seeing.
The neat thing about Petoskey, it's right on the lake. So if you hit a ball good, it goes in the lake.
Watch out. We've got an environmentalist over here. She's going to tell you what that does to the fish. My one complaint about, because I'm not a left-hand hitter, and I'd much rather be a left-hand hitter at Pine Grove Park than a right-hand hitter.
Well, the one year, when I ran the sling tournament, I loaded the lineup with, we had a good team, but I loaded the lineup with eight lefties. We went back to back lefties, like all the way through the lineup, except for one guy.
Because it's a lot shorter to that scoreboard.
A lot shorter. And you can get lefties that can run. You can bunt and move runners and play good, you know, small ball.
Is that more prevalent with the fast pitch? And I'm going to assume everybody's going to have an ace pitcher. Is that kind of what we should be looking for this weekend? It's not just sitting back and trying to hit three-run homers like you might see in slow pitch or something like that. You're going to be moving runners and having to try to win games because two runs might win a game for you?
Yeah, I don't think they're going to be that low scoring this year. I think you're probably looking at five runs, six runs to win most games. But yes, you bunt, you hit and run, you move runners, you try to, you know, it's not unusual with one out to move, you know, bunt and move runner to second base, one hit, as opposed to two hits, scores a run.
So Tailgaters and Stallions are the locals.
Yes.
Who should we know on these teams?
Well, we're loaded with local guys. Stallion has a lot of their regular roster. The Fanning brothers, Brian Smith. They got a good team.
I hope the Smiths didn't mess themselves up this last summer playing the Wiffle Ball World Series over at Jeff Blum's house. That'll mess with your swing.
Oh, yeah. It'll speed it up, though.
It definitely speeds it up. And they were hitting some home runs once they got the feel for it.
But yeah.
I kept going to them. I'm like, this is going to mess up your softball swing.
Yeah, my team, I'm running the Tailgaters team, and I have Steve Gerstenberger back. He's going to play with us. Justin Rohde's a good ball player in our league. Some of the Rebel guys, I got Michael Wallace, Seals, and Brian Trombley. So I got quite a few modified guys. And actually, the Rebels team is actually going to go to Petoskey and play in a few weeks.
So this would be good for those guys.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, because the Petoskey tournament they're doing is going to be a little lower seating, so the ball will look a lot bigger when they go up to Petoskey.
Yeah. How many of these tournaments go on around the state?
Well, I scheduled the weekend I did because most tournaments are almost like 2 weeks out, so I tried to lump it so that it was a two-week hiatus. So most of these teams will go every couple weeks.
Really? Why did it go away? Was it just a thing of you just didn't have the time to do it the last couple of years? There wasn't an interest in it? Why did it go away, and why is it coming back now?
When we had the league, and when I first ran the league, I pretty much ran the four teams. I got sponsorships. I put people in place. Pretty much ran the entire league. And I was hoping to maybe hand those teams over to guys to take an initiative on their own. And they didn't. But they're starting to get the itch again. And we had talked about putting a league together this year. But I would like to maybe just oversee a league and get four guys in place and start a league up again.
Yeah, because it sounds like that would be a lot of fun. And I know that the guys get into it. I know it's competitive out there. For years I lived across from the park there, and every night you wander over and you'd watch Harley Smith and these guys go at it, and it was pretty competitive stuff. So, and I think the fast pitch, especially, the game's kind of getting younger now.
Yes.
A lot of young guys playing, and I think that they'd be into this.
Oh, I think they would. I think if you lose the misnomer that all the games are 1-0, you'll like it. Those games are the big boys, you know, that's the major level pitchers. But when you start getting into B level, you know, even A, but A, B, C level, it's more baseball. It's more 6-4, 5-3. It's not the 1-0s that everybody thinks it is.
Yeah, it's not every guy strikes out. Guys are putting the ball in play.
Yeah.
Guys got to catch and make throws.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah. Good stuff. So we'll get it going Friday night over at Pine Grove Park at 7 o'clock, and then you'll play pretty much all day Saturday?
Yep. 7 o'clock and 9 o'clock Friday night, and then Saturday starts at 9 a.m., and then we'll play all the way through, and last game's at 9 p.m.
Okay. And on Friday night, are you going to open with the two local teams playing against somebody?
No. Actually, the one local team, because of pitching, he couldn't make it, so the Elvinston Junior team. They're going to play two games back-to-back.
Oh, okay. Well, they're young.
They're 23. Oh, they're under 23. So,
yeah, so you know they're going to come in cocky and think that they can show everybody up.
I think they're a fun team to watch. They battle. So it's one of those teams, if you're beating, you better lay it on them because they're not going to quit.
I'd say this is going to be fun stuff. So check this out at Pine Grove Park this weekend. We've got Fast Pitch Softball back in Port Huron. and hopefully for good now.
I hope so.
All right, good stuff. Kurt, thanks for coming by.
Thanks, Dennis. Appreciate having us.
All right, and let us know how it goes this weekend. I know somebody out there's got my email.
Yes.
So give me scores, give me results, and we'll tell everybody about it on Monday.
I hope you hear our name in the finals.
I hope so, too. All right, I got to take a break, but we'll be right back.